I'll be reading the slides without the purple bar. The slides with the purple bar, you will join me in reading. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain? For me who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all, immense and free, for, O my God, it found out me. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus, and all in him, is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold, I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. Amen. This section is from Matthew 26, and you'll begin in verse 36 if you would like to follow along. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go over and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me."
And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
That was Luke 22 for those following along. We're going to read responsively the hymn, "Go to Dark Gethsemane." It's 157, but the words are on the screen as before. And I will read the slides without the purple bar. The audience actually will begin first this time. Go to dark Gethsemane, you who feel the tempter's power, your Redeemer's conflict see. Watch with him one bitter hour. Turn not away from his griefs away. Learn from Jesus Christ to pray. See him at the judgment hall, beaten, bound, reviled, arraigned. See him meekly bearing all. Love to man his soul sustained. Shun not suffering, shame, or loss. Learn from him to bear the cross. Calvary's mournful mountain climb. There, adoring at his feet, mark that miracle of time, God's own sacrifice complete. It is finished, hear him cry. Learn from Jesus Christ to die. We skipped our morning prayer time, as you saw in your bulletin. But this hymn invites us to go to Gethsemane, and I would like to give you the opportunity to join James up front. If you have a blue prayer card filled out or would like to simply come up and pray, now's the time we're going to do that. So this is our morning prayer time, and James is going to lead us. So come. You can bring the cards up if you have a card. If you just wish to come without a card, please join us.
As far as possible, let us kneel. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your care. We thank you for the ways that you work out circumstances in our lives that we aren't even aware of. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus and the death of him on the cross for our sins. What agony, Father, you must have felt watching your son bear our sins. But what joy heaven must have felt knowing that because Christ died, we have a chance of redemption. We were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Pray, Lord, that you would help us accept this blood, that we would move forward in grace, growing in spirit and in truth, but that we would not hoard it all to ourselves, but we would shine forth as lights as you have called us to be, and that we would draw others nearer to you. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Help us to lift up Christ in our everyday life, Lord. Not only to our friends and family, but to all those that we come in contact with. Forgive us for our sins. We pray especially for those that aren't here with us today. I ask that you be with them in a special way. Pray for the cards that are in my hand. And ask that you would intervene in a mighty way. And for those that came up for special prayer, Lord, we need you now more than ever. Each passing moment, more than the moment before. Help us to grasp onto your heavenly hand. And we pray that we would not try to drag you along with us, but that we would follow you wherever you go. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're back in Matthew 26, verse 47, and we will be skipping a few verses, but we will be in Matthew 26 for the time being. And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him." Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Verse 55. In that hour Jesus said to the multitudes, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me." Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Now it's verse 57.
To Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and elders were assembled. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last, two false witnesses came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" And the high priest arose and said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?" But Jesus kept silent.
Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is deserving of death." Then they spat at his face and beat him. And others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you?"
I'm going to sing a hymn as we contemplate this journey of Jesus. 183, I will sing of Jesus' love. Sing of him who first loved me. sing of Jesus, love, sing of him, who first loved me before he left bright worlds above and died on Calvary. I will sing of Jesus, love, endless praise. My heart shall give, he has died that I might live. I will sing his love to me. Oh, the depths of love divine, earth or heaven can never know. How that sin as dark as mine can be made as white as snow. I will sing of Jesus' love, endless praise. My heart shall give, he has died that I might live. I will sing his love to me. Nothing good for him I've done. How could he such love bestow? Lord, I own my heart is won. Help me now my love to show. I will sing of Jesus' love, endless praise. My heart shall give, he has died that I might live. I will sing his love to me.
Josephine.
When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor.
Now Jesus, we're in Matthew 27, and this is verse 11. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said to him, "It is as you say." And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he answered him not a word, so that the governor marveled greatly.
Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing one of the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. And at that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew they had handed him over because of envy.
The chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. We'll sing the hymn together, "O Sacred Head, Now Wounded." O Sacred Head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. How pale thou art with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn. How dost that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor, vouchsafe to me thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? Oh, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me live my love for thee.
Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there, and they put up over his head the accusation written against him: This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
The Old Rugged Cross, number 159 in your hymnals. Stood an old rugged cross, the heir of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange its
someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to the Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To that old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till by trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for.
Matthew 27, beginning in verse 38. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'"
Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
Our next hymn, "At the Cross."
And did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done he suffered on the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross cross, at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
I'm going to do a responsive reading now. When I survey the wondrous cross, as the hymn, we'll be reading it responsively. Oh, I'm sorry. I get to read this one. It's not responsive. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Matthew 27, beginning in verse 57. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb.
On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember, while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, After 3 days I will rise. Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him and say to the people, He has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a guard, go your way. Make it as secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard.
I'm going to sing What Wondrous Love Is This, page 162. As we ponder this amazing gift.
What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul? To bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul. To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I sing to God and to the Lamb I will sing. To God and to the Lamb who is the great I am, while millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing and joyful be. And through eternity, I'll sing on, I'll sing on. And through eternity, I'll sing.
Now after the Sabbath, Matthew 28, verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men.
But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples' word.
And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
We move now to rejoicing in the risen Lord. Christ the Lord is risen today, 166.
Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye hymns and earth reply, alleluia. Lives again our glorious King, alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting, alleluia. Once he died our souls to save, boasting grave, alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done, alleluia. The fight, the battle won, alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise, alleluia. Christ has opened paradise, alleluia. So we Christ has led. Alleluia. Following our exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him we rise. Alleluia. Cause the cross, the grave, the skies.
Corinthians 15, 12 through 22.
Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, for you are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive.
Our final hymn of rejoicing is 251, He Lives. Let's stand together.
I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within. Grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christ. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. Another is so loving, so good and so kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. With me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he.
this is a service that I can't just walk away from. And I don't know where you are with the Lord. We've meditated this morning on his death for you, on his resurrection for you, and the fact that he's a living Savior. And I want to give an opportunity to anyone in this audience who hasn't said yes to Jesus Christ. Or maybe you've said yes at one time and you've walked away. I want to give you the opportunity to raise your hand today and say, I want Jesus to be my Savior. Is there anyone here who would like to do that this morning? And for those of you who want to say, I want to affirm my commitment, I'll give you a chance to do that. This is for those who say, you know what, I've walked away or I've never accepted him. Is there anyone here, I've seen a couple hands, anyone else who wants to say, Lord, I want you as my Savior. You gave all of that for me. I want that. I want you to be my Savior. Amen. And for those of you who want to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your gift. I'm reaffirming my commitment to you today. I'd like you to raise your hand as well. Amen. And then I'm going to invite you, this is a personal decision that you make on your own, but I'm going to invite you that you would make it a commitment of your own during the rest of the year and the next year to take time weekly or even daily to meditate on the life of Jesus and see what difference that can make as you spend that quiet time thinking about all that Jesus is to you and all that he's done for you. Let's pray. Our Father, you've seen those who've raised their hands and said, Lord Jesus, I'm coming home either for the first time or I'm coming back. And I ask that you would be with those. Thank you for their decision. Grant them courage to follow through with that decision. Father, for those who said, Lord Jesus, I'm reaffirming my commitment to you today. Lord, like the song said, all that I can do is give you all I have. And we come this morning to do just that. There is no grief, no great work, nothing we can do that will ever be enough to say thank you. But we can give our all. And then, Father, as I've challenged the audience to spend time weekly, daily even, meditating on the life of Jesus, I ask that you would help them. Help us to make that a part of our daily life. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to wrap up with the chorus again to He Lives. It's just the chorus. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. If you raised your hand at the beginning, I'd like you to join me up front. And so as the others are leaving, if you just make your way to the front, I'd like to have a special prayer with you. If you raised your hand to commit your life to Christ for the first time or to make a recommitment. Otherwise, God bless your week. Be safe. And we look forward to worshiping with you again next week. Thank you, too.